Congress has been grappling for years trying to write a comprehensive piece of cybersecurity legislation. That's ironic. A detailed study of members' own websites shows that none of them are fully secure, and most aren't very good in the user experience department either, for that matter. Joining me with more, Alan McQuinn, a research analyst at the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. Alan, good to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
So what prompted you to do this analysis of federal lawmakers' websites?
We did a report in March where we looked at general federal websites across all branches of government. And during that report, we found that legislative websites, judicial websites, and general non-executive federal branch websites didn't meet the same standards or seem to score lower on our tests than executive federal websites. So we wanted to follow up that report by diving into a deeper analysis into one of the branches, and we chose the legislative branch.
And how many sites did you look at, and what did you look for on those sites?
In this test, we looked at roughly 100 websites. I believe it was exactly, we looked at 94 websites.
Both Senate and House?
We looked at Senate and House websites. What we did is we didn't look at individual House member or Senate member websites. What we did is we looked at the budget and we identified commissions, legislative committees, and legislative agencies, and we looked at those websites.
Oh, so these were not individual members, but the different sites they put out through their administrative department.
Absolutely. The House alone has over 500 websites and for individual members and committees and such. So we wanted to really look at some of the organizations rather than individual members.
All right, talking about security, what did you find on average about these sites?
We found it was somewhat of a mixed bag. When we looked at security, we looked at two different aspects. We looked at the secure connections, also known as HTTPS connections. It's that little secure lockbox in your browser. And we looked at the overall domain security, something called DNSSEC, which secures the domain. And what we found was that federal websites generally did have the secure connections, but the vast majority of them lacked domain security, which means that a malicious website could theoretically use them to route a connector to that website.
So Congress is way behind the federal executive branch. You found only 29% of legislative websites had that DNSSEC score, but 90% of the popular federal websites did.
Absolutely. Part of that is because our domain or our sample size looked at a lot of House.gov websites, and the domain itself, House.gov, does not enable DNSSEC.
So they've got some work to do at the back end of all this to make this happen.
That is correct, yes.
Interesting that they are trying to preach to everybody else on cybersecurity, especially now in the wake of this whole issue with the WannaCry virus, the latest thing to sweep the world here. Yeah. And getting to the quality of the sites, like desktop load speed and mobile friendliness. You found some interesting findings there. Let's talk about desktop load speeds.
Absolutely. So we looked at a number of different other factors related to websites as part of this test. We looked at accessibility, we looked at speed, and we looked at mobile friendliness. And for the speed loadout, we looked at both desktop load speed and mobile load speed. And we found that for desktop load speed, we found that 69% of legislative websites passed our test, roughly below general, which was slightly below general federal websites, which was at 78%.
Below average. And what about accessibility? This is something that's super important in the federal sector here.
Yes, and it's actually mandated that federal websites follow accessibility standards in federal law. So we found that 52% of the federal websites, of the federal legislative websites, which is just above half, passed our accessibility test.
A lot of work to do there, too.
Yes, a lot of it will come from the people who are monitoring and managing and updating these websites.
We're speaking with Alan McQuinn, a research analyst at the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. And I can't help but notice that you found some differences in performance and security between Republican websites and Democratic websites.
Yes.
Is that just coincidence, or what were some of the differences?
Well, we looked, we thought that because we had put together all of these committees and we were looking at both majority and minority committees, we might as well do an analysis on the basis of partisanship, just to see how it turned out. And we found that overall, Democratic websites tended to score a little lower than Republican websites on most issues, with the exception of accessibility, in which the Democratic websites edged out the Republican websites.
Yeah, 42% to 52%. But as far as load speed, the differences were not vast, but just a tendency more than a huge step function change. Let's talk about some of the particular sites that you found that were particularly good or particularly bad.
Sure. The Senate Finance Committee scored the highest on our test. And on the lower end, we had the U.S. Code and the House Agriculture Minority Staff. Some of the ones that I thought were particularly interesting that scored lower but are very high traffic websites include the Government Accountability Office, GAO.gov, and DIMS.gov, Congressional Democrats. They scored on the lower end.
I go to GAO all the time, and they seem to load fast, and the search function works quickly.
It scored on the lower end of this test.
So this is the combined average of all the things, security and load speed and mobile friendliness. Mobile friendliness seems to be an issue, too, with a lot of these sites.
Yes, that is correct.
What's your recommendations here for what the Congress ought to do and who should do it?
Well, the basic top line message of this report is that legislative websites are just not performing well. It's possibly because they are not subject to the same standards as the rest of the federal executive branch government websites. So they should be subject to those same standards. The House Administrative Committee and the Senate Rules and Administrative Committee should require legislative agencies and committees to follow these same standards as executive branch websites. In so doing, they could set up an interagency working group that modernizes these websites, such as by sharing best practices, guidelines, or source code, or by leveraging shared services, such as the GAO's website, digitalgov.com, which helps track the Federal Data Analytics Program. Basically combining different web analytics into a single platform to analyze across the federal government.
Do you think that there should be some sort of centralized bureau that all these sites look and load alike? I mean, there's no real material difference in what they're putting up, for that matter. How about uniformity in look and feel and user experience when you go to the different places?
That would be a challenge from the standpoint that most individual agencies monitor and update their own websites and portals or use various different providers. But it could be a good idea. It would be something that Congress should look into as an option going forward as they try and modernize and update websites.
Alan McQuinn is research analyst at the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation. Thanks so much.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you.
Find a link to his analysis and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.